Today, we talk about Jacob Blake and his being shot in the back 7 times by Kenosha, Wisconsin police. We're well past this being an isolated incident. We are in the midst of a pandemic, which started long before COVID-19 showed up, as I'll get to in a bit. Yet, we are dismissive of it. We try to lessen the assaults on blacks by police by making square peg into round hole comparisons with other parts and elements of our society. If the person assaulted by police had even one line of a criminal record, yeah, the police become totally justified in their assault over and over again. Jacob Blake has admitted that he had a knife not in his immediate possession. It was in his vehicle, but he was shot in the back before he could get to it. Was he getting it to attack police, or was he getting it to surrender to the police? That part we don't know yet. Well, the rush to judgment people made their conclusions already. The police were there because Jacob Blake was not supposed to be at that residence where a woman resided. There's an active domestic charge against Jacob Blake, which was filed this past July. Thinking out loud here, at what point in time did a team of police officers just suddenly lose the ability to either restrain or take down a suspect through physical means rather than shooting them? Just asking. Time after the many times this has happened, people selectively pick elements of the story to fit their narrative and belief system. Then they leap into social media to become instant experts on the tragedy du jour. Then there are those who insist on sticking their butts into the narrative. You've seen, heard, and read it. Oh, I'm sorry he was shot. But many of these so-called self-appointed experts direct us not to commit a rush to judgment about the police as they rocket to judgment about the black person shot by police. Some are actually bothered by this tragedy. The reactions to it, the volume, the language, where the debate moves toward, that's you, and if recent history repeats itself, you won't be bothered for long. Sooner rather than later, most minds will have moved on away from Jacob Blake. Okay, if you don't believe me, what was the name of the man who died from a cop kneeling on his neck, and where did that happen? Could you instantly answer both those questions? Or did you have to pause and think, even if you could come up with the answers? Well, in case you didn't, it was George Floyd in Minneapolis. Taking down statues, painting a slogan in the streets hasn't and won't change anything. A lot of questions have been and are being asked after Jacob Blake was shot 7 times in the back by police, as questions were asked after the many other times that we've been in this spot. I have just one question. How many more? That's all. How many more? Can someone answer my question? How many more? How many more? Eric Gardner, John Crawford III, Michael Brown, Israel Ford, Dante Parker, Michelle Casso, Laquan McDonald, George Mann, Tanisha Anderson, Rakai Gurley, Tamir Rice, Romain Brisbane, Jeremy Reed, Matthew Ajabadi, Frank Smart, Natasha McKenna, Tony Robinson, Anthony Hill, Maya Hall, Philip White, Eric Harris, Walter Scott, William Chapman II, Alexia Christian, Brendan Glenn, Victor Manuel LaRosa, Jonathan Sanders, Freddie Gray, Joseph Mann, Salvato Ellswood, Sandra Bland, Albert Joseph Davis, Darius Stewart, Billy Ray Davis, Samuel Dubois, Michael Sabi, Brian Keith Day, Christian Taylor, Troy Robinson, Felix Kumai, Keith Harrison McLeod, Junior Prosper, Lamontez Jones, Patterson Brown, Dominic Hutchison, Anthony Ashford, Alonzo Smith, Tyree Crawford, India Kager, Levante Biggs, Michelle Lee Marshall, Jamar Clark, Richard Perkins, Nathaniel Harris Pickett, Benny Lee Tignor, Miguel Espinal, Michael Knoll, Kevin Matthews, Betty Jones, Keith Childress Jr., Janet Wilson, Randy Nelson, Antrone Scott, Wendell Celestine, David Joseph, Deshaun Perkins, Christopher Davis, Margot Loud, Peter Gaines, Tori Robinson, Darius Robinson, Kevin Hicks, Mary Trujillo, DeMarcus Seymour, Willie Tillman, Terrell Thomas, Seville Smith, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Paul O'Neill, Alterior Woods, Jordan Edwards, Aaron Bailey, Rennell Foster, Stefan Clark, Antoine Rose II, Botham Jean, Pamela Turner, Dominic Clayton, Atanya Jefferson, Christopher Whitfield, Christopher McCorvey, Eric Reason, Michael Lorenzo Dean, Brianna Taylor, George Floyd. And this past week, another name was newly added to that roll call of black people shot and killed by police. No body cam video exists, by the way, because even though the Kenosha police were given funds for that equipment back in 2017, the vote was taken to install body cams on Kenosha police officers. The city and police leadership chose to put that off until 2022. Oh, I get it. There are some people, maybe even you, that believe that Mr. Blake got what he deserved, as maybe many of those names I just read to you did. I mean, after all, he had a scuffle with police. He had a criminal record. But unlike those names I just read to you, Jacob Blake is alive, although paralyzed. His children, who were in the vehicle as everything happened, are no doubt traumatized in some way, maybe permanently, by all this. But again, according to some, it's all Jacob Blake's fault. I just recited the list of the names of just some of the black people who were shot and killed by cops. Here's what they were doing. At least some of them were doing when they met that fate. Eric Gardner had just broken up a fight. That was according to witness testimony. Ezra Ford was walking in his neighborhood. Michelle Cassell was changing the lock on her home's door when police arrived to take her to a mental health facility. Tanisha Anderson was having a mental health episode, and her brother had called 911. Tamira Rice, playing in the park. Natasha McKenna was having a schizophrenic episode. Walter Scott, going to an auto parts store. Philando Castile was driving home from dinner with his girlfriend, Botham Jean, eating ice cream in his living room. Atanya Jefferson was babysitting her nephew, Eric Reason, pulling into a parking lot at a local food shop. Dominic Clayton was sleeping in her bed. Breonna Taylor, also sleeping in her bed. And George Floyd was at the grocery store. But it was probably their fault, right? No, there were actually no official statistics kept by any government agency on police violence, especially police violence perpetrated against minorities. There are scorekeepers, though, fortunately, just not officially. One is Mapping Police Violence. MappingPoliceViolence.com is the website. They have determined in their studies about 17% of black people who died as a result of police harm were unarmed, which is a larger share than any other racial group, about 1.3 times more than the average, which is 13%. And they also found that despite the increased attention, only about 1% of police officers involved with those deaths are charged with a crime, and even less are convicted. So just think back to just a few moments ago now. The roster of the names of victims I just read to you, those were quite a few names, weren't they? They weren't the only ones. Those are the only ones that we know about.